Hello, Joe speaking.
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our rep.
Hello, very good day to you. This is Lisa William from eBay. How may I help you?
They said that I've got a purchase for $299, which I know nothing about. I'll press 1 to cancel.
Yes, sir, you're right. Okay, so you don't know. So actually, today morning, 6 o'clock, you had tried to purchase the Samsung Galaxy S21 phone, cost you $299. That is not true. All right. So do you have any idea then who did this? Have you ever shared your card information, any details to your friend, family member, anyone else?
No, nobody. Someone's trying to scam me.
Yeah, maybe it could possible that, sir. Someone misused your information and they had tried to purchase the Samsung phone. So you want to cancel this order and refund back your money? Is it okay for you?
Well, not refund. I didn't do the purchase, so it doesn't exist as far as I can see. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to help you solve for the cancellation process. It's an online process, so you need to put me on speaker mode.
I'm on speaker.
Alright, so open the Play Store application.
Well, I don't want to give any details. I'm not giving any.
No, sir. I will not ask your credit card number, your banking information, anything like that. We are going to connect you to our security department. So that they will send you the cancellation form and ID. Open the Play Store application.
Why do I have to do this? I didn't make a decision. It just needs to be cancelled. You cancel it from your end. I'm not paying any money or anything like that, so I shouldn't have to do anything other than you cancel or not allow for payment.
Actually, if we will... cancel your order from my side, how you will get the cancellation ID number?
That's what I'm telling you. This is not my order. So how can I cancel?
Yes, sir, you had told me. You told me, but sir, they had misused your information. Okay.
But you cancel it from your end. Just don't allow it to happen, and that's the end of it. It should be the end of it anyway. Why do I have to go through security for this, for that? I didn't order it. I've got nothing to do with it. If they've gone for your institution, you cancel it.
I understand your concern, sir, but as you told me, you haven't purchased anything. That means some hacker misused your information. Okay? So I'm just going to help you.
Not going to proceed because you're not going to allow it to happen. Yeah.
Okay, to protect your information, sir, okay, from your eBay account, because your information is not secure at this moment. If I will cancel, it will not help you because those hackers already have your information. So we have to block those hackers as well.
Okay, all right. So if you feel uncomfortable,
then no issue. You may discontinue this call. We will not force you, sir, okay? It is up to you. If you want, we will help you. If you don't want, we will not. So what you want, just inform me.
All right, okay. What's the next procedure?
Okay, so you need to open the Play Store application or App Store from your phone.
Open the what application? What application?
Yeah. Have you opened the Play Store? The phone which you are using right now, it's an Android or iPhone.
iPhone.
Open the App Store. App Store, okay. There's a blue color application, yeah.
App Store.
Okay, and also just have a good look at the right hand side, bottom corner. Can you see the magnifying glass or a search box?
Oh, yeah,
box?
Search. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you the secure app name. You need to type over there letter A for alpha.
So type in the A. Yep.
Yeah. N for November. Yep. Y for yellow.
N for November. And what was the next one?
Y for yellow.
A-N-Y.
Yeah. D for doctor.
D.
E for echo.
Is it any desk?
Yes, sir, right. Any desk. Select that one.
Any desk?
And click on get. Any desk, remote desktop software.
Remote desktop. Okay. I've done that.
Yes, sir, right. Give a click on get download.
Okay, I've done that. Yeah. Install.
Okay. Let's give a click on install. Very good.
Yeah, done that. Now
very good. Open the app.
Ratify. Okay. Ratify experience.
Yeah. Can you see the open option?
Continue. Allow. Your wallet. Use your wallet to easily store and manage workplace compliance documents. Get alerts. Okay, next.
Select a positive option. Allow.
So now
I've agree. Yeah, that is your cancellation ID number. That will be
so
a cancellation ID. Yeah. Just confirm me that number slowly, one by one.
I haven't got a number. It's come to email address and password. Sign in.
Okay, yeah, you have to sign in. That is your Apple ID password. Tell me. Just sign in.
I've never opened up this account. I never asked me for a password. I'll put one in. No, it's not.
Can you see the forgot option? Yeah, can you see the forgot option? Forgot password.
Oh, yeah, okay. Reset password, okay.
Yes, select that, the new password. Don't tell me. That is your secure password. Set over there.
Not letting me do it. Reset password. Oh, it's been sent. Okay, so I've got to go to my emails.
Yeah, they will send you on your email confirmation.
Oh, okay, got this here. Okay, so email. Okay. I haven't got it, so I don't know what's going on here.
Just refresh your email. Refresh your email.
Yeah. email. Oh, it's not sent me a code. Oh dear, I don't know what's going on. Should the entered credentials match a ratify account, new login information has been sent.
Okay, so did you got the email confirmation, sir?
Received any message? I've been logging out and signing in for 30 seconds due to too many failed attempts.
Okay.
So it won't let me in for 30 seconds. So I don't know. It didn't send me an email.
Yeah, so they haven't sent you any email?
No.
Okay, so you have to talk. Okay, do it once again. Go to your app store and resend. There's option.
That is why. Don't have an account, ladies. I don't know.
Okay. So what are the fund process, sir? Okay, what are the process? Yeah, can you confirm me the which bank you are dealing with? The bank name?
The bank.
Yes.
Bank.
Commonwealth Bank. Okay, and when did you check the balance, sir?
I haven't checked the balance. It just come up.
And you do online banking?
Let me have a
look. Okay, okay.
I'll just check my accounts.
Yes, check your account. Is there any money debited or not?
I'll just have a look. Just checking it out now.
Just to check whether there's any deduction money.
No, nothing's been done.
There's no change. There's no change in the balance, right?
No change. No, there's no change.
Okay. Okay, so can you see your balance? It is above then, right? 1K? 1,000?
Oh, that account? Yep, that's my,
All right, now come out from your account. Yeah, come out from your account. Yeah, and try to open that. Yeah, coming out, log out from there and open that app store and try to set the password over there. So that they will send you the cancellation form, okay?
So go back to where I was with Ratify, yeah?
Yeah, App Store, yeah.
App Store, okay. No, it won't let me in.
It won't let you in, all right. So, just, okay, try to do it. I'm just checking on my data.
Yeah.
Do you have any other device apart from this one?
No. I've got an iPad, but I never use it.
Okay. Don't do anything, sir.
Hang on. Just let me go in again. So if I put my okay. Go back in again. Do I have an account with them? No, I don't know if I have an account.
Okay.
Do I have to open up an account with them? and then they'll give me a password. Is that right? Sign up?
Yeah, sign up.
So sign up? Oh, I agree to the terms. First name, I've got to put my name in. Oh, okay, that's why. So I've got to put my name in. Justin.
Okay.
B-H-R-S-A-U. I didn't have an account, that's why. It's got my number.
No, it's Yeah, take your time.
Oh, email address has got +61. So someone else That's someone else's number. That's why, sir.
We are going to secure everything so that those hackers are unable to maybe your... Yeah, put your email address over there.
I'll get rid of that email address, yeah?
Yeah, put your email address over
there. Yeah, email address is... it won't let me get rid of it. Oh, that's someone else's email address. +61 345 6789
Okay, delete everything. Delete that.
Yeah, how do I get rid of that? I can't get rid of that email address. Oh dear. Yeah, someone else is trying to just put their email address in there and they want me to agree. I don't know how to get rid of that email. It won't allow me to get rid of it.
Okay, you do one thing, sir. Hold the line, okay?
Someone's got in, put their email address in,
yeah.
Inspected it.
Yeah, maybe it could possible that. So just hold the line. Let me speak to my senior manager. He will help you, okay, for the cancellation process and secure everything. So please hold the line. And you do the online shopping from eBay?
Sorry?
From Amazon?
I didn't buy anything, no.
You didn't buy anything, alright. Okay, and you shop from the Amazon?
Yeah, positive. I bought nothing at all.
Okay, so please hold the line. I'm just going to transfer your call to the senior manager, alright? So please hold the line.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex William. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor of eBay customer support. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good. Good, thank you. I'm not happy about someone trying to buy something on eBay or Amazon or whatever. And it's got nothing to do with me. I can't hear you.
All right, not an issue, sir. What I'm going to do... I'm going to update the securities and we're going to block all the fraud charges trying to be done under your details. So my previous colleague just confirmed me that you're using an iPhone, right, sir?
That's correct.
Okay. At the moment, what can you see on your phone screen? Please let me know.
Yeah, I'm in Ratify, but it's got an email address, but it's got a different email. It's got a series of numbers, like a phone number, +61. And it won't allow me to delete it.
Okay, it wants me to agree to terms and conditions.
And agree that the policy, privacy policy.
Click on allow.
I don't want to allow that because that's allowing someone else access to my, I'm agreeing to terms and it's not my number.
Okay, it's just computer generated, it's a server generated ID number you can see on your screen, okay, from which we can provide you the 3D security from our eBay secure server. Now what exactly you can see, please let me know.
It's got email address +61, and it's got 9 numbers, 345678-10.
Okay. So that's not an email address, sir, let me tell you. It says your address, right? It's the cancellation ID number, all right. So just give me a moment. Our server will verify the ID. Okay, you will get the security. Just confirm me the numbers once again.
So what do I need to do?
Yeah, tell me the numbers again.
+61 in the small box. In the email address numbers is 9 numbers. 345678-910.
Just give me a moment. Let me check from my
end. Okay. Yeah, I really don't want to accept terms and conditions on a number I don't identify.
Okay, have you downloaded the app AnyDesk? Have you downloaded that app?
What app?
No. What application you have downloaded? Tell me that first.
It's Ratify. R-A-T-I-L-Y.
You're on the wrong page. Okay, just do a thing. Just come out of it and open up the. Yes, just open up the App Store. Open up the App Store first of all.
Well, that's the one she told. That's the one that Gil told me to take. Okay. So get rid of that one, delete that account?
No, we will tell you later. Just open up the App Store first of all. Yeah.
App Store, yeah.
Yeah, now look at the right hand side bottom, there will be a magnifying glass for search.
Search button, yeah.
Tap on it. Now look at the top of your screen, there's a white bar. It says search for apps, games, stories and more.
Yeah, yeah. What do you want to type in?
Type there AnyDesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
A-N-Y?
D-E-S-K. AnyDesk.
E-S-K. So A-N-Y-E-S-K.
It's A-N-Y, then letter D-E-S-K. D as in doctor, E as in network.
AnyDesk. AnyDesk.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now tap on search.
Yeah, AnyDesk. It's come up.
Yes. What can you see now?
It says green. Off, shut down, and wake on computer, remote, and PC, Mac. Is that right?
What device are you using? You're using an
Apple. Oh, there's another one here. Any desk, remote desktop.
Yes, there will be a blue color box. It says get. You need to tap on get.
Yeah, which one? Any desk, remote desktop?
Yes, give a tap on get on it.
Yeah, okay, on any desk or my desktop. Okay, get.
Once you see the open option after the installation, yes. Once you see open, please let me know.
It's installed, yeah. It's loading.
Okay, just wait. It will take a while.
Okay.
Can you just confirm, Mr. Okay, now.
You'd like to send your notifications.
Exactly, tap on allow. Yes, tap on allow on it.
And then I'm going to type in the number.
There are some numbers. Okay. You don't need to type anything over there. Can you see your address and some sort of numbers on your screen?
Yeah, do you want me to type in the numbers?
No. You need to just tell me the numbers. That's your cancellation ID. We have to activate that. We have to verify.
Address, your address. Okay, the numbers. You don't want me to put them in, right?
No, you don't need to do anything from your end. Just tell me the numbers.
There's 9 numbers. 726.
Uh-huh.
774.
Uh-huh.
016.
Okay, I'm confirming you the ID once again. It's 726 774 016. Am I correct?
That's correct.
All right. Now, our server is going to verify this ID, okay? Now, listen to me very carefully, sir. As because your informations are trying to be compromised, So we're going to give you a security right now. Okay. From our EBIT Secure Service, a security firewall will be given to you.
Before we go any further, how do I know that you're not the scammer here?
We are not from any expensive company that's going to show you, okay? I'm going to show it right in front of you in the security, all right? You will get to see each other.
I'm talking to someone in fucking India, you know what I mean? I'm in Australia.
Yes, we are from Australia, sir. We are from the headquarters of Sydney. Now look on your screen. There's a security has come up. Just scroll down
security
the security.
You want to access my device?
No, we are not accessing your device. Listen to me very carefully. There will be a blank check box. I'm aware of the risk and I trust this call. Check in that box first of all. Check in that box.
I'm aware of the risk.
Yes, check in that box.
Hang on, another person would like to access your device. If you accept this person, can see everything you can see.
So that's the reason.
Including sensitive banking information, private texts.
So we're going to provide you the eBay security. That's why we are doing this, okay? The security warning for you.
I'm giving you access to everything, all my information.
No, sir. You're not going to give me any kind of access. We are verifying the ID. It's a security warning. That's why I'm saying you, sir. Each and everything is, you can see on your screen, is for your own safety. It's a security warning so that our server can give it to you. Because we don't want any of your information get compromised, okay? We are just going to connect your internet line with the eBay Secure Server. On the next step, you're going to say it, okay? You first check in the blank box, I'm aware of the risk, and then click on accept. And then on the next
It says here, if you accept this person, you can see everything that you can see on your device, e.g. sensitive banking information, private text, etc. Not every supporter has good intentions.
Yes.
If you have any doubt,
exactly.
Please deny this request and inform yourself in our help article.
Yes. That's why I'm going to show you the next step, okay? Now, first of all, check in the first blank checkbox. I'm aware of the risk. Check in that box and click on accept. I'm going to show you the things.
Somebody's telling me I shouldn't accept this because
You don't need to worry about anything, sir. Whatever you're doing it on your own device. If you see anything is going wrong, you will be able to hang up each and everything. You will be able to disconnect each and everything.
Yeah, but then if I give someone...
You are not giving any access. I already told you. We are just giving you the 3D security from the EV Secure Server. On the next step, you're going to see it on your own. Okay?
All right.
So
okay.
Don't need to worry.
I hope I'm right, because if I'm not... I'm phoning the federal police straight away.
Don't need to worry. We are not from any XYZ team, sir. We are making sure that we are not from any XYZ team. We are here for you. All right. We are here for you.
I hope so, because I've got people I know in the federal police that can check this if this is not genuine.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
All right. Okay. If you assure me, all right, I'll do it.
Yes.
Accept.
Now wait. Now,
secure server. Would you like to use your desk?
Yes, the security server is going to connect to you, okay? Not any person, not any human being is going to connect to you. We are just connecting...
EBay Secure Server would like to view your desk.
Yes, we are just connecting the secure server to your internet line so that we can configure from which platform exactly your information are trying to be compromised, okay?
I'm up to the desk, so what am I doing now?
Now, do you see a last option? It's start broadcast. Only tap on start broadcast and then don't touch
start
anywhere.
Start broadcast, alright. Okay.
Yes. Now, don't touch anywhere. Once you see a black box with a timer on it, please let me know, okay?
Yeah, now this app now come to any desk would like to find and connect devices on your local network. Allow?
Click on allow, yes. Tap on allow. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what can
now
you see on your screen?
It's on a timer, any desk.
Okay, that's perfect. Now, you need to swipe up your screen from very bottom to up, and they will back to the home page, where you can see all your regular apps and icons.
Hang on, any desk, it's still...
Don't need to do anything over there. The security server is connected. You just swipe up from the very bottom and come back to the home screen.
Okay, remote, any desk.
You just swipe up the page again. Come back to the home page. All right.
Yep. And where do I go now?
All right. Now you need to open up the settings first of all. Open up your phone settings.
Phone settings.
Yes.
Okay.
Once you're on the settings, please let me know.
Yep. I got it. Yep.
Have you opened it up, sir?
Yeah. It's got okay. Services included with purchase.
Okay. We will go there later. First of all, have a look. There will be an option on your phone named Display and Brightness.
Display?
Display and Brightness. Just scroll down.
Oh, yeah. Display and Brightness. Yep. Yep.
Now, after clicking on Display and Brightness, you need to scroll down a bit and you will get to see an option Auto Lock. Tap on Auto Lock.
Yep.
And you need to make it Never. Yes, you need to make it Never.
Okay.
Have you done that, sir?
Yep, done that.
Okay. Now go to the settings again. Go to the settings.
Yep.
All right. Now, as you're using an iPhone, sir, on your settings, you will be able to see your information on your setting, okay? Look at the top, you will get to see your name.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do.
Give a click on your name.
Yeah.
Now, after clicking on your name, you will get to see an option. It says name, phone number, email, something like that.
Yep. Yep, got that.
Yes. Now, after clicking on that, some of your basic details will come up, okay? Some of your basic information. Can you see?
Yeah.
All your basic information. All right. Now, I'm just verifying all the information which we have received in the fake eBay account. All right. Like your email address, which is jcaudo@bigpond.com. Your date of birth is 10/8/1958 and your full name is Joseph Cowder, right, sir?
That's right.
These are the basic information the hackers are trying to use for making this kind of fraud charges. Now, can you just confirm me, sir? In past 48 hours or in past few days, have you used any public Wi-Fi?
No.
Okay. All right. In past 48 hours, have you shared any of your information with anyone?
No.
Okay, not an issue. You just go back to the previous page. Go back.
Yeah.
And then you will get to see an option payment and delivery.
Yes.
Tap on that. And after that, you will get to see some of your information. Like your billing address and your card information.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Now, over there, you will get to see an option edit on the left-hand side top corner or the right-hand side top corner.
Okay, man. Yep.
Okay. Now, after clicking on payment and delivery, okay, there will be an option. It says cancel or anything like that.
Payment methods. You can use this multiple payment methods. Shipping address will be when you make Apple Store purchase. Yep.
Okay, don't need to do anything over there at the moment. You just come out of it. You just click on done and come out of it. Don't need to do anything. All right. Now open up your Google. Open up a fresh page of Google. I'm going to show you something.
Go to Google? Right.
Yes. Come back to the home screen and open up the Google.
Yep. Press Google. Okay.
Yeah. Now on the search bar, you need to type my, M for mother, Y for yellow, my.
M-Y.
Then leave a space.
Space.
Then number one, numerical one.
So my space and then number one, yep.
Then P for Paris, P.
Oh, P country, is that it?
It's P, P, no, it will be my 1P address location. Do you see any option like that?
Oh, yep, yeah, my 1P address location. Yep, I got it, yep.
All right. Now, after typing that, tap on search.
Yeah, it's come up.
It? All right.
Yeah, it's come now, up. Yep.
Now, do you see any option coming up? It is, what is my IP address location? Find out here, NordVPN. Do you see that?
Yes, I have. Yep, I can see
that. Tap on that option. Yes, tap on that option.
Yep.
Okay, now first of all, tell me, sir, do you know anything about IP address? What IP address is?
No idea.
No idea. Okay, I'm gonna explain you. So IP address means, sir, internet protocol address. The internet line you're using at the moment is running under an IP address, okay? And that IP address is for your own personal use. Apart from you, no one else in this world is allowed to use the same IP address. Every person has their different IP addresses. You just scroll to the top of your screen, you will get to see over there what is my IP address and some sort of numbers, some sort of initials. Okay? So this is the IP address you can see in which all of your internet activity status, all of your internet activity is getting recorded. Okay? So the thing is that if someone gets into your IP address, they will be able to watch, they will be able to access all of your internet activities like your online shopping, online banking, online platforms, like each and everything, okay? So that's the main risky thing that things happen nowadays. Nowadays, what the hackers do, they hack the IP addresses of the person so that they can get all the information. And that's why when they make that eBay account, they use your information, okay? Now, if you scroll to the top of your screen, you will be able to see a black bar at the very top of your screen.
Yeah.
Do you see a black bar?
Yeah, I'll see that.
Okay. That will be written over there.
Well, I'm unprotected at the moment.
It says your IP and your status. What is your status you can see, sir?
It says there, your IP number, your status, unprotected.
And your status is unprotected, okay? In the middle of your screen, do you see any red alert has been given to you?
Yeah.
Can
your
you
online
read it
activity
from me,
can be seen for your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Okay. So you've got the alert from your internet line that someone is trying to spy on your information and your internet activities, okay? All right. Not an issue. What I'm going to do, I'm going to give you the securities from the eBay Secure Server. Right now, as you're connected with the eBay Secure Server, you don't need to think about anything because right now...
Do I hide my IP address? Do I hit that?
No, no. That's not for your own use, okay? You have to pay for it, all right? That's not going to resolve it. So don't do anything over there. We're going to give you the securities from our end without any charges, all right?
Okay.
Now, yes. Now the thing is that you need to understand why the hackers are doing this kind of fraudulent activities. Their main motive is to misuse your information and your banking. Okay. Now according to our report, the fraudsters who are trying to do this kind of fraudulent activities are using your MasterCard, which is ending with 5373. You have that card with you?
Yes.
Okay. And that MasterCard is attached with the Commonwealth account. Am I correct, sir?
Yes.
All right. I do believe you check your statements on online of your Commonwealth account.
Yeah, nothing's been done. Yeah.
Okay. Please check your statements of last 3 days right now. If you see any unusual or any unauthorized transaction, even if it is of $1, please let me know so that we can make a report on it and our anti-fraud team will be able to help you. All right.
No, I checked and there's no activity at all.
You have to do it right now, sir. As because you're connected with the eBay Secure Server, you have to do it right now for a while. Okay, you just check the last 3 days statements, okay? If you see any unusual transaction, please let me know, okay? Check all your accounts thoroughly.
On my MasterCard, no, there's nothing there.
Okay.
There's nothing there.
Check the statements of last 3 days, okay?
Yeah, no, I have. There's nothing. There's nothing untoward there.
And if you have any kind of credit card with you, please check the balance of that credit card as well. Okay?
No, everything's fine. I've only got the one credit card, yes.
All right.
No, there's nothing on there. Nothing on there.
Okay, you can simply log out from there. You can simply log
out.
Yes, simply log out. Now come back to the home page where you can see all your regular apps, and let me talk to the security officer of the of our team so that we can let you know what are the security steps we need to take. Okay, just give me a moment, I will get back to you. All right, sir.
Alright, so what do I do now?
You just give me a moment, just hold the line for a moment, okay? You just have a glass of water, you're talking to us for so long. Just have a glass of water, let me talk to the security officer, okay?
Okay.
Yes. And please stay on the home page, don't do any kind of online activity.
So what are you going to do? You're going to stop them from doing, getting in, are you? You're going to stop anyone from getting into my account.
We are going to put the 3D security, okay? Now, we need to know what are the security levels we need to take, right? So, I have to talk to the security officer for that. So, give me a while, sir. I will get back to you, all right?
All right. Okay. All right.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your lovely time and patience you are giving. Just give me a moment.
All right. You'll come back to me. Yeah.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
All right. I just had a word with my senior supervisor. He told me that for the security updates, we are going to transfer this call to the NCA department, National Crime Agency. The security officer, Peter Wilson, is going to give you the security updates so that he can help you to secure your IP address, first of all, your internet line, and your accounts so that in future, no international transaction like that will be allowed to your account, all right? Just give me a moment.
Right.
Will
so what department? Okay, what department are you?
Yeah, it's the NCA department, National Crime Agency. We are sending...
Okay, what are you? What department do you represent?
I'm from the Antifraud Department of eBay headquarters. And we are now sending your case to the NCA department, National Crime Agency, the government department. They're going to give you
updates. I don't know you guys, but I'm giving you sensitive information, and it worries me a little bit.
You haven't given me any of your details till now, sir, right? From the beginning of the call, I have confirmed you each and everything, because all the information has been recorded in our server, okay?
Yeah, but what my IP number is.
No, we are not allowed to know your IP number. No one knows that. Okay? Yes. Now just stay on the line.
Just before you go, says your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection. Well, that's you.
No, we are not that. We have given you the security firewall. Right at the moment, your internet line is secured under the security firewall of eBay. Alright. So at this moment, your internet line is secured by our server connection, okay? You just wait. I'm just transferring this call to the NCA department now. The security officer will make you understand what are the sort of things we need to do
to secure
and everything. Alright?
Okay. Yeah. No worries. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for your lovely time, sir. It's lovely to
have a word. Thank you for your help. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Yeah, g'day. Yeah.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Bilson. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good. Good, thank you. Yeah.
All right.
I said that you're rather what's going on there.
Right. Now, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that you're having a word with the eBay department, and they have explained it to you that what is going on your personal details. Am I correct?
That's correct, yes.
All right. Now, may I know that what conversation that you had with the eBay department, and after spoken to them, what do you have understand?
You're National Crime Authority and you're an Indian.
I'm sorry?
I'm speaking to the National, was it Crime Authority? And I'm speaking to another Indian person.
National Crime Agency. We work for the government and we work
for the government.
Yeah, we worked on the Federal Bureau investigation.
I just got to be sure because everyone I'm speaking to is Indian, not Australian, not Aussie. You don't sound like me, like a fair big Aussie. You know what I'm coming from?
Right? Like that.
The it's
thing is
to sound like everyone I'm speaking to is an Indian. I'm speaking to someone in India instead of Australia. You know.
Like if I'm an Indian, like it doesn't make any sense that I can't. Work for the government of National Crime Agency. Yes, I'm an Indian, but I came back to Australia before 10 years back. And
okay,
I got the opportunity to have a, like, a, you know, work for this agency, so I don't want to miss that opportunity.
No, I'm not being racist or anything like that. It's just everything on, everyone I'm speaking to is Indian. You know?
Yeah, there are lots of people who are working in the National Crime Agency Department, and they are coming from not only from the Australia, they are not belongs to Australia only. There are lots of people from overseas countries as well who are working over here. Lots of people from South Africa, lots of people from Nigeria. There are lots of people working over here.
Yeah. So whereabouts are you based? Which state?
We're based in Kent Street, Sydney.
Oh, in Sydney. Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. So what needs to happen now?
All right. Now, may I know that when did you last time you used your card for making any transaction or any payments?
What, my MasterCard?
Yes.
MasterCard, I have to go and have a look. Hold on.
And when did you last time use your debit card as well?
MasterCard was on Tuesday, today.
And have you made any transaction that the eBay department has mentioned to you?
No. There's nothing
showing. Right. Now, the question arises here, if you haven't done this, then who is doing this in behalf of you? There might be somebody else who have got your information, your details, and they are doing it in behalf of you. Because you don't know that they have tried to make this transaction go through. But in behalf of you, they are the people who are making this sort of fraudulent transaction. And as I have checked your internet history, which from where the transaction is tried to be made and attempted, it's from your MasterCard ending with 5373, from where the transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted. Now, you have told the eBay department that you haven't made any sort of transaction. So they have stop all the transaction for now. Now, the thing is that the MasterCard, the money that you have got in your MasterCard, it is no longer safe and secure at this point of time. Because there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on your MasterCard. Okay? So better I will suggest you can transfer the money from your MasterCard to your Smart Access account for a time being until or unless we will gonna put the security. Because we need to go ahead and we need to put the firewall security on your whole internet network so that in future you don't have to face these sort of problems. Because have you shared any of your card details to anybody before? Like
no.
Apart from you, does anyone knows about your card details?
Only the ones that the money gets taken out, you know, bills, but they're all legitimate bills that come out. I've seen that.
Like, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are several people from overseas countries who have been connected with the same internet IP address of yours, and they are trying to misuse with your details. They are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities, and they are using your identifications for that.
Okay, well, you're
going to
shut that down, are you?
Yeah, we need to go ahead and cancel all these transactions which has not authorized by you, all right? So we need to go ahead and we need to activate the firewall security on your whole internet network. So just allow me some moment. Let me have a word with my team, and then I'll tell you that what we need to do. So just allow me some moment.
I won't need to cancel my MasterCard, will I? No.
You don't have to cancel it for now. We will gonna let you know that how we're gonna resolve these problems to catch these hackers. Those are trying to compromise into your details. All right. So just allow me some moment. Let me have a word with my team first.
Okay.
Okay. Now just stay on the line. I'm putting you in a hold for a moment, about 3 to 4 minutes. Then I'll get back to you. All right.
Okay, sure. All right. Okay, thank you.
you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just had a word with my department, and they have told us that what we need to do. Okay? So just allow me a moment. Just give me a moment. Just stay on the line. And make sure one thing, that don't talk to anybody about this investigation, because we don't know that where is the hackers are belonging from. They might be anybody. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, you do one thing. Now, can you hear me?
Yeah,
right. Now, as I can see that the funds that you have got on your credit card, on your MasterCard, it is no longer safe and secure at this point of time. So you do one thing, you log in into your accounts and transfer the credit card balance from your credit card to your Smart Access account for a time being, until or unless we put the security on your bank. All right.
Well, I can't because it's credit. I can't transfer.
I will gonna let you know how you're gonna do that. Once you log in into your account, just do let me know.
Transfer, but I think I might go to the bank.
Okay.
Okay,
you don't have to transfer it. All right. You don't have to transfer it. But the thing is that the funds that you're having on your credit card, it is no longer safe and secure at this point of time. All right? So we need to go ahead and we need to block your credit card first. And we need to put the surveillance on your credit card so that no other people can get into your devices without your any permission. All right? Now, where is your credit card at the moment?
Where is it? It's me. Yeah.
Okay. Now, take a picture of your credit card, because you have to upload that credit card on your banking server. Okay?
Yeah, I don't like doing any of this. I'd rather go to the Commonwealth Bank and tell them I've had...
Like, why you are getting so suspicious? Did I ask you any of your card details or something like that?
What do? You just asked me to photograph a copy of it and send it to me.
Like, I'm not telling you to sending it to me. You just take a picture by your own self, because you need to do this by your own self. I'm not asking you any of your card details.
I don't need a picture because I've got the card in front of me. Yeah.
Because the thing is that... Because through that card, you need to upload that debit card, like the credit card, on your banking server of your Combank app. And I'm not asking you, because you will gonna upload that bank credit card on your Combank app, as because you are not authorizing any of these transactions. So that is the reason I'm telling you. And I'm not telling you to give it to me. Did I ask you any of your card details or something like that? Because all these transactions, which has been tried to be made and attempted, it's from your credit card, the account number ending with 5373.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
So from that card, the transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted. So we need to cancel all these transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted without your any authorization. So for that, we need your cooperation as well. If you don't cooperate with me, then how can I able to assist you further? And I didn't ask you any of your personal information or your card details number.
Well, couldn't I just go to the Commonwealth Bank and say that I'll be notified by NCA that
there are lots of departments in your bank, correct? So that is the reason why we are working
with
them.
Let them deal with it, you know, let them... I might even shut the car down and didn't give me a new card.
Okay, you can do one thing. Like, it might be happen in future. You can close your bank account. You can change your card numbers. You can change your bank as well. But can you change your identity, Joseph?
Well, it wouldn't be ideal.
Because they are using your identification for doing this sort of cyber fraud activities. And don't worry about it. I'm not asking you any of your personal information. You will gonna see that whatever you are doing. I'm not asking you. I'm not telling you that take a picture and send it to me. You have to do it. You need to upload it on your banking server only.
banking server.
I'm going to guide you how you're going to do that. Because we need to block all the charges which is not authorized by you. Because there are lots of fraudulent charges which is not authorized by you, which has been made and attempted from your Combank, from your MasterCard. So that is the reason why we need to go ahead and block that charges which has not authorized by you.
But why hasn't the bank contacted me and said that there's fraudulent activity?
I'm sorry?
I would have thought the bank would have contacted me. In the past, whenever I've had problems like this, the bank has notified me that they've detected activity.
But there are lots of departments in the bank, right? The advocate is not about only your bank, that whatever the transaction which has been going on. Like, they are using your identification, whomsoever is using your bank card details or your information. It's not about only your, bank. It's about your identifications as well. They are using your identification for doing some sort of cyber fraud activities. So that is the reason why your case has been registered to the National Crime Agency, so that we will going to investigate this matter in a proper way. Because they are pretending it's to be you, whoever is making these fraudulent activities, and they are charging this sort of amounts. So that is the reason why we need to cancel all the charges, and I'm not telling you to give me the card details or something like that. You are able to see that where you are, whatever the things you are doing. And not all even right. I'm telling you to email me or send me the picture or something like this. You will have to upload these on your Combank application so that it will gonna provide you the firewall security. So after that, once you will gonna upload it on your banking server, so after that, no other people without your permission can able to make any transaction.
Okay. Okay. Let's proceed then. What do I need to do?
Yeah.
Take a photo.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Take a photo of your credit card once.
Okay. Hold on. I have to put it on the table to do that.
Okay, take it,
Yeah, alright. So I've got to go to camera.
Yeah.
Camera. Take a photo. Okay, done that.
Okay, now, have you done that?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Now take the backside picture of your debit card, of your credit card as well.
Well, the backside as well, the security, right? The three-digit number.
Yes.
No, I don't like giving this information because that's...
You are not giving it to me, Joseph.
All right, okay. Got it.
Now open up the picture and check that. Have you took the picture properly or not?
Yeah, open up the picture.
And check the picture?
Yep.
Have you opened?
I have.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I have. I've opened it up, yeah.
Okay, just allow me a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, it just come back to your home screen. Just give me a moment.
So I go away? Get out of the picture?
Yes, right. Come back to your home screen. Let me cancel all the transaction which is not authorized by you. Okay?
Yep,
just allow me some moment. Yep.
Yep.
And in the meantime, we are canceling all the charges which is not authorized by you. Now, you will going to receive the text message from your Combank app to canceling all these charges which is not authorized by you. Now, before you receive the message, I will going to let you know. All right, Joseph?
Okay, yep.
All right. Let's stay on the line.
Yep.
And in the meantime, like, if like, have you ever received any calls or have you provided them any of your banking information or something like that before?
No.
No. No. Because
I've seen an email saying that there's been delivery supposed to be sent out to me or something like that, and I've just deleted them. I've still emailed.
Yeah, like keep deleting all this information because it is not safe and secure, right? So
I've been deleting
that is the reason. Yeah, right.
You're saying I've got a package, you know, to pick up or it's in transit or something like that.
Yeah, it is a trap that they're doing, okay? So we are on its way to cancel all these transactions, which is not authorized by you. So before there are three transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted from your account.
Three, okay.
Yes, right. So we need
to cancel. Thank you for that.
Yeah. So I'm gonna putting you on a hold for a moment, and once you're gonna receive that message, I will gonna let you know. See you on the line. Have you received any text message, Joseph?
No. Oh, text message, hold on, yes. No.
You haven't received it. So.
Only from people I know. Only from people I know. Yeah.
All right, I'll let you know once you will gonna receive that text message, right?
I'm waiting on the text message, am I? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you will gonna receive that text message.
Is that from you, is it? Yeah.
Yes, right. For cancelling all the order, which is not authorized by you. Because we have to cancel all these transactions. So that's right. I was going to let you know before you received it.
Yeah, I haven't received that.
All right, that's not a problem.
Yeah. So you've cancelled the three transactions.
Yes, we are cancelling all these transactions. So for that, we will gonna sending you the cancellation message on your cell phone. All right.
Okay, so I'm waiting for that now. Yes.
Yeah. Like I will gonna let you know before you receive it.
Okay. Okay. Is this going to take much longer?
Maybe it will take 3 to 4 minutes.
Oh, really? That long? Okay.
Yeah, all right. You there?
Yeah.
All right. Have you received any message?
No.
You haven't got
text message, yes?
Yeah, like you haven't received it, right?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay, hold on. Maybe I have got the notification from the server that you will gonna receive that message within 2 minutes.
I haven't received it, no. I've been on the phone for 3 hours.
Yeah, I know that. Sorry for that. Sorry for the inconvenience that is.
Yeah, that's not your fault. Not your fault, but
yeah.
I've got people trying to phone me and all sorts of stuff going on.
Right. You see that these are the people who are trying to misuse with your information, and we are trying our level best to put the security on it. So that's it.
So this is nearly done, right? You've secured my account?
Yeah, we haven't successfully secured it. The 90% work has been done. So we're waiting for the confirmation to canceling all these transactions. So
the photographs I took on my camera, what happens with them?
Okay, once you will gonna cancel all these charges, we will gonna keep an eye on your account so that in future, no money will be gone out without your any authorization.
Yeah, but why did I take the pictures? You know, I'm not sent them to anybody.
No, you don't have to send it to anybody. That's what I said earlier, that you don't supposed to send it to anybody. Once we will gonna cancel the charges, then you have to upload it on your banking server. I will gonna let you know afterwards.
Oh, you're gonna. Oh, so I need to upload those pictures like
yes,
this, my credit card to the bank server. Okay.
Yes, right. So that.
You'll explain to me how to do that. Yeah.
Yes, right. First of all, we need to cancel the charges, and then we will gonna do that. The rest of the thing.
Okay. Alright. So we still got a little bit of mucking around to go. Okay. Matt, I'll go and have a smoke while I'm waiting.
All right.
Yeah. Can't believe it. All this bullshit. You must get a lot of this all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, like we have to deal with people 24/7.
Yeah.
All right. Now maybe you will gonna receive that text message on your banking server.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
I've got one from
open
the bank.
Up.
From the bank.
Yeah. Login into your accounts.
Yep. Hold on. Net code.
All right. Now give a click on OK. Or come back to your home screen. Come back to your home screen. Swipe up your screen. Come back to your home screen.
So
give a click on log off. Give a click on log off. Come back to your home screen first.
Go back to my home page. Log
yes.
off.
Yes.
Give me a net code.
Yeah, give a click on log off right now.
You don't need the net code?
No, no. Just log off from your bank now.
Okay, alright, log off. Okay.
Yeah, so just come back to your home screen. I will gonna let you know.
Combank.
$3,000
spent at Wish gift card. Bella Vista, yep. Come up. $2 spent at temporary hold via Google.
Okay, just hold on for a moment. Just hold on.
$2,000 spent.
Yeah, they have tried to make the transaction. They have tried to make the transaction of $2,000. So that is the.
So that hasn't gone through. No, they can't.
Yeah, like we are cancelling this transaction, which they have been tried to be made an attempt.
Oh, okay. So there's two come up so far.
Yes, right. They have tried to make that transaction, so we have cancelled it.
So if I check on my bank now, it should be.
Now don't log in into your accounts for now, because it is not secured. It will gonna get interrupted. So just don't log in for now. Once we will gonna secure your accounts, I will gonna let you know then you can able to log in. Alright?
Okay. Alright. Sorry, still there? Yes?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just working on it. Yep.
Yeah.
And one more thing, please don't disclose this matter with anybody else until or unless we put the security on your account. All right?
Okay.
All right.
So no, sorry, I guess, huh?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, so no, sorry, huh?
No, not yet.
We're gonna let you know
because they have tried to make three charges. So we have canceled the first charge And right now we are canceling the second charge now. So you're going to receive one more text message.
I've received two already, two messages.
All right, you just leave it. Once you're going to receive the second one, I will going to let you know.
Now, what I'm saying is I've already received two messages already.
Yeah, it's the one message you have received, the same message you have received for the second time. So that's why I'm going to send you the second message. So just stay on that line. You there?
Yeah.
Now, you will going to receive that text message within a short moment of time, all right, as a net code. Now, open up your banking app and check that have you received any code or not.
A code? I did.
I am. What do you see?
It says, never tell anyone this code, including Commonwealth Bank, your net code to authorize a card purchase of $500 at Woolworth gift cards.
Okay, give a click on OK.
Well, I'm going to approve it.
Yeah, we are cancelling it. We are cancelling card, which is not authorized by you. So give a click on OK.
All right, I did OK. Yes.
Give a click on OK first.
I've done that, yep.
Now what do you see?
It says net code. Six digit number.
Alright, now give a click on log off. Give a click on log off.
Oh, hold on. $500.
Yes, we are cancelling this code. Give a click on log off.
$2 temporary. Yeah, I've got another one. $2 spent at temporary hold via Google. Yep. I'm in the account. Banking.
All right. Now, as we have successfully, canceled the transactions, which is from the credit card, which has been tried to be made. All right. We have successfully canceled all these transactions from your MasterCard. So you need to do one thing. Yeah.
I've got three that are pending. One for $2,000, one for $500, and one for $2.
No, it is not pending. Like, we have cancelled all these transactions. So just allow me some moment. Okay. Now you do one thing. The money that you have got in your account, it is no longer safe and secure. We have to cancel this transaction. Now, can you see any option? It says pay.
Yeah.
Give a click on that.
Yeah.
Now, once you give a click on pay, what options do you see?
Four. Which one?
Pay. On the bottom, can you see any option? It says home accounts pay.
Yeah, I've already hit pay. Now it's come up as cardless cash.
Yeah. Can you see transfer between accounts?
Yes. Yeah.
Give a click on that.
Yeah.
Okay, now just hold on, it will come up.
Yeah, I've got it. Yeah.
Okay. Now
I'm a bit.
Now where it says the holiday account, you just transfer that funds from your holiday account to your MasterCard once.
Holiday account?
On the left-hand side, scroll down from the left. Scroll it down from the left. Yes.
No, I don't want to transfer that money to my MasterCard.
It's from, for a time being, that you are transferring some of the money, so don't worry about it.
No, this is not right.
It's for the security reason that we need to protect your devices. So don't worry about it.
But that card already is, they're not after the money in that account.
They have already tried to make that transaction. So we are securing your card for a time being. Once you will gonna secure your card, you just transferred all the money the way it was before. I will gonna let you know
all
that
my
as
money
well.
Into one account, and then all my money disappears. And then how do I get it back?
No, it, no money will gonna get disappears. Did you see that any money has been deducted? Like
no,
we are securing your money. We are securing your money. We are canceling all the charges. So that is the reason why the money that you have got in your other account, it is no longer safe. So we are canceling all the charges from your MasterCard. That is the reason why I'm telling you to transfer that money from your that account to the MasterCard, because we are putting the surveillance on the MasterCard only. Okay, once you will gonna secure your accounts, you can reback, transfer the money from there, from your MasterCard to your bills account or your Smart Access. That's not a problem. That's what I said. So just select the bills account on the left hand side. It's just for a temporary reason. Once you will gonna secure your accounts, you can transfer that money from your...
How come on my MasterCard it's showing that there's three that are pending? I thought you said you canceled.
Because they have tried to. So we have cancelled all these transactions by one.
If you cancel them, then why are they on my card?
Because we haven't succeeded yet. That's what I'm telling you.
You cancel them, and now you're telling me you haven't succeeded.
We have tried to cancel it, and this is the last time that you need to do. Now put the amount on the bottom where it says amount. Put the amount.
If this money disappears, then I can't
no
get it
money,
back.
No money will gonna disappear. I'm here to help you out. I'm on the line, so don't worry about it, sir. No money will gonna get disappeared. Don't worry about it. Now,
I mean, I'm transferring all my money into my MasterCard.
No, first of all, transfer from your bills account. Transfer from your bills.
I'm getting paranoid here.
Don't get confused. Don't get confused. That's because we are taking care of your MasterCard at this point of time. That is the reason why I'm telling you to transfer that money from your holiday account to your MasterCard.
No, my holiday account is safe. It's safe. It doesn't need transferring. What I need to happen, and listen to me, is I need those three transactions cancelled. Off my card.
That's what we are doing.
I'm going to go to the bank.
You can go to the bank, you can go to the court, but listen to me first. I'm not joking over here.
I'm not joking either. This is my life savings. Right?
So that's why we are trying to save your life savings. What are you talking about? Did I ask you any of your money?
You are. You asked me to transfer the money in my holiday account to my MasterCard.
Because we are putting the security on your MasterCard. Can't you see this?
Well, put the security. Do it now.
So,
do
you think that I'm a magician that I can do something about it over this phone if you don't cooperate with me?
I mean, I can't see why I have to transfer money to my MasterCard.
First of all, just be calm down. As because your MasterCard was not secured before, so that is the reason why we are putting the surveillance on your MasterCard so that
so
in
you're
future.
If I put the money into that account, it's safe. That's what
you're saying. Yeah, because we are putting the security on the particular MasterCard. You haven't got the holiday card with you. You have got the MasterCard. We are putting the security on your MasterCard. Once you will gonna put the security on your MasterCard, then we can transfer the money again from your MasterCard to your holiday savings. I will go and let you know. If you can't able to do that, I will gonna help you. If you want, that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, why is that vulnerable now? Is it that money?
Yeah, now you put the amount as 1,000. From your holiday to your MasterCard, put the amount 1,000. It's for a temporary reason that you are doing it because we are putting the security.
1,000, what was it, 1,000?
Yes, 1,000. Now give a click on done.
And it was at 1,022, wasn't it?
All right. You don't have to put the 22 cents. You just transfer 1,000. Give a click on pay.
It was $1,000.22.
You don't have to put the whole amount. You just put the 1,000 one.
It's $1,000?
First of all, check the account. Check the account. Give a click on that cross sign on the top. Yeah.
Okay.
Now select the account. Select the account as holiday on the left hand side.
I've done that. Okay. I'll transfer it. Transfer now.
Listen to me first. I have told you select the account as
holiday.
Yes. Then you can do that.
Yeah.
Give a click on transfer on the top.
Okay. All right. Transfer now.
Yes.
No, I won't let you. I've got to go through my other account to do it. I've got to go through my smart account.
Okay, then put others' money onto the MasterCard.
Okay, so I need to transfer the money into my smart account.
Not this smart access. Don't put the money on this smart access.
It won't allow me because it's a net bank. It won't allow me to transfer to my MasterCard.
Last time use your debit card?
No, it won't. You can only transfer between NetBank Saver account and its linked transaction account.
Okay, give a click on OK, or you just transfer the money on your smart access.
Yeah, that's the only way I can do it. Yeah, all right, so I'll go to smart access. Transfer. Now I can do it. Now it's in my smart access account.
Okay.
When did you last time?
Yeah. When did the last time you used your debit card for the last time?
Debit card? You mean my credit card?
No, the debit card. The debit card of yours.
I used it today.
You do one thing right at the moment. We need to use your debit card to put the security. So you just do one thing: swipe up your screen from bottom to top, and take the picture of your debit card.
Take a picture of my debit card now.
Just be handy with your debit card?
Yeah. Hold on, I'm going to take a picture. Okay, I've got that. In the back of it as well? In the back of the card as well? You there? Are you there?
Yes. Take the back side picture properly and make sure that you put the picture correctly.
Okay. Done that.
Okay, open up the picture and check that is it came properly or not.
Pictures are there.
Yeah, open up the picture, the last picture there you have took, open up that picture.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right. Now just come back to your home page and do let me know.
Go back to the home page, yeah?
Yeah. Now just what we need to do, we need to protect your debit card as well, okay? So once you will gonna receive any text message, you will gonna do let me know, all right?
Text message, sure.
You received it within 3 to 4 minutes. So once you will gonna receive it, I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right. And in the meantime, like, don't do any internet activities until or unless we cancel all the charges from your accounts. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Well, I transferred the money into my Smart Access account. I've done that.
Yes. So we will gonna secure this account as well of your debit card, and then I'll gonna let you know. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now just stay on the page, or you just come back to your home screen. Swipe up your screen and come back to the home screen. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the home page. Yeah.
All right, Joseph.
So I should close the bank off?
I'm sorry?
I should close the bank out. That's open.
Yeah, no, like, you just come back to your home page and do let me know. Like, stay on this page. I will gonna let you know when you will gonna receive that cancellation message.
Yeah, well, do I get out of the net bank now?
Yes, right. So don't have to log in. Don't have to log in.
So I'm open. So I shut that off. Close it off.
Yeah, come back to your home screen. Just hold on. What you can see on your screen at the moment?
Just that. Yeah.
Okay. Can you just log in into your net bank once?
It's already open.
Yeah, what do you see?
I want you to open up with a PIN number.
Yeah, put your PIN.
Okay. Logging on securely. Okay, never tell anyone this code.
All right, give a click on OK and come back to your home screen.
$1,000. Now
$1,000. Yes. Yeah, the charges, they have tried to be made and attempted from that. So that's why.
So I just approved that.
Yeah, we are just closing all these accounts, so that's why.
Oh, hold on, someone here. Hold on. Oh, no, I've been on the phone for 3 hours.
3 hours?
No, I've been... Someone attacked my account, and I'm on the National Crime Authority, speaking to them now. Yeah, come here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Someone's made 3 transactions for over $3,000.
Really?
Oh, that's strange. Yeah, I'm having to transfer money into accounts, and they're closing them down. Well, not closing them, but put security.
Yeah,
well, we both have the same idea, actually.
Yeah.
Alright, you still there? Yeah?
Yes, I'm here. You come back to your home screen and don't touch anywhere.
Yep. How were those transactions that have gone into my MasterCard, how will the bank know that I'm not to pay those?
Sorry?
Those transactions that I've approved, that you've asked me to, have gone onto my MasterCard pending. How will they disappear?
The thing is that they have, if they manage to get your credit card details of your MasterCard, they will gonna definitely manage to get your bank account details of your debit card as well. So that's what we are done. That's what we are doing, that we are putting all the surveillance, all the security on each and every account.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm saying these transactions have now been approved by me, and they're in my MasterCard, and they're showing it's pending. Now, how do they disappear from pending to be non-existent?
Because, it will gonna appear on your statement once all the transaction will gonna cancel successfully, and it will going to appear on your statement after 1 or 2 hours after that. Okay?
It will come up and say cancelled.
Yes. It will going to come up like this. It is cancelled because it is upgrading it, and it will take 1 or 2 hours to cancel all these transactions.
It will take
1 or 2 hours to show you on your statement.
So the bank will notify me of that?
Yes, definitely.
They will notify
you. You can able to see that on your statement after that.
So they'll be taken away. Okay. Uh-huh. So they'll start on a statement. So. Hopefully they send me an email saying that these three transactions are done. I mean, I'll go into my bank again. Hold on. I'll go into my bank and just see accounts.
I don't have to log in now. Don't log in now. It is not secure. Don't log in. Don't log in now. Come back to your home screen.
Yeah, because one was for $2,000, another one for $1,000, and the other one was for $2 or something.
Yes. Okay, now swipe up your screen, come back to your home screen. Don't be on that page for so long.
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll shut the bank app off.
You don't have to do that. I don't think so, that you have to do that.
Apart from this,
Com Bank, do you banking with any other bank? Don't try to log in onto your bank every time, I say to you.
I'm not logging in, I'm logging out. I'm out of it.
Yeah.
Shut it down. Yeah.
No, don't have to touch it.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, could you just tell me that, apart from the Com Bank, do you banking with any other bank?
I do, one. But I've got no cards. I've only got no credit card with them. Yeah.
Okay, and apart from that, which bank you are dealing with?
People's Choice.
And do you check that statement online from the People's Choice?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay. When did you last time check the statement of the People's Choice?
Oh, a few days ago. Yeah.
Okay. Can you check that? Can you able to check that everything is in proper manner or not?
Yeah, that's fine. Yep, that's fine. No problems there. So definitely the bank will contact me and tell me that these three transactions have been...
Could you just tell me that when did you last time you used your card of your People's Choice? When did you last time use it?
Quite a while ago. Probably over a week ago.
Over a week ago. Okay, now apart from that, do you banking with any other bank?
No. Apart from
the People's Choice?
No.
Right. Okay, you do one thing, take a picture of your People's Choice card as well so that we have to put the security
and
the
results on you. I'm happy to leave that.
I'm sorry?
I'm happy to leave that card. It's fine. There's nothing much in there.
That doesn't matter that how much you have got in your account. It is your hard and soul money. I don't want that without your permission anyone can take any money out of you. That's not a good thing.
NCA. Actually, I don't even know if I'm really speaking to
okay,
the NCA.
Can you just open up the Com Bank app once?
Com Bank app.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 on that.
Login.
Yeah.
Okay, give a click on OK.
$200, another one. Oh,
yes, they have tried to. Give a click on OK and come back to your home screen.
Yep. There's not going to be any money left. They won't be able to take him, they won't be able to do anything, because there's no money left. I haven't got much money on that card, so.
Okay, just hold on.
You are definitely the NCA, right?
Yeah. Yes, definitely we are from the NCA. Now, as I can see that they have already made all these transactions from there. So can you just do one thing? Can you just open up the Combank?
Yeah.
Give a click on accounts.
Yeah.
Now give a click on pay.
Pay them again?
Yeah, give a click on pay.
If I pay this, I'm just giving.
No, you are not giving it to anybody. Like, I'm telling you.
No,
like, give a click on pay.
Okay,
listen to me. The transaction which has been deducted from your account, we are going to give you the money back to you. That would be $450. I'm giving it to you, that money. Because the money has been deducted from your account, and we are supposed to give you the money. So, we are giving you the money like this. Now, give a click on the bottom where it says pay. You are not paying it. You are able to see that.
Yeah, all right.
Okay,
yeah.
Now can you see cardless cash?
Yes.
Give a click on that.
Yeah.
Now give a click on cardless cash.
Yeah.
Okay, now on the bottom, can you see an arrow pointing rightwards?
Yes.
Give a click on that arrows.
Yeah.
Give a click on that arrow so three times. Give a click on OK, got it.
Okay.
Now select, now put the amount, how much you want, give a click on the amount, 450 on the top.
450, what about all the other money?
Yeah, first of all, we are giving you that refund money back to you, that is $450. Now enter the amount, 450 on the top. Where it says enter an amount.
Yeah, but why is it not the full amount?
We can't send you the money like this, so we have to send you by part. Because
okay,
we have
so
the
$450.
Yes, right. Select 450. Scroll down the page.
Enter amount.
Yes.
450.
Yes, 450. Give a click on done. Yeah, now
next.
Where it says enter descriptions, give a click on
okay.
that.
Yeah.
Touch on that description where it says enter descriptions.
Yeah. What
now
it?
select as a shop.
Shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Now give a click
done.
On done. Give a click on next.
Yeah.
Give a click on confirm.
Yeah. It's come up. Yeah.
Give a click on see codes.
Yeah.
Give a click on home. On the left hand side bottom, give a click on home.
Home, yeah. Yep, done that. Now we'll check accounts.
Can you just scroll down the page? Can you just scroll down the page a little bit?
Yeah.
Not, you have, go to the top.
Yeah.
Slowly. Yeah, just scroll down the page a little bit, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yeah,
what do you want to do?
Yeah, now just come back to your home screen.
Come back to home, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I've done that.
Come back to your home screen.
Yeah, I've done that. What's going on now?
Yeah, give a click on log off. Give a click on log off.
So $450 has gone into my account.
Yeah, it will gonna come up.
No, I can see it. It's there. Cardless cash.
Okay, come back to your home screen. Don't log in. Don't log in into your bank until or unless we put the security.
Okay.
Don't need to log in. Log out from your bank, I said.
I'm just looking at the accounts.
Don't have to look on your accounts for now because it is not safe.
Well, then I should log out.
Okay, you just come, log out from the bank and come back to your home screen. Log out from the bank. Log out from the bank and come back to your home screen.
Okay, yep.
Yes, now just wait for a while. Let me give you the information that what is going on. Hold on. Neil.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, thank you for holding the line, sir. Your call has been transferred to me. I'm an associate of NCA department, so the security officer is working on your accounts. Okay, he will take a while. So right now, we're going to give you the 3D securities. All right. So, all right. Now, at the moment, what can you see on your phone screen? Please let me know, sir, so that I can guide you up further.
Yeah.
Are you back to the home screen on your phone at the moment?
I'm on my home screen, yep.
Okay, open up the Google Chrome. If you have Google Chrome, open it up.
Why do I need to open up Google Chrome?
We're gonna start up a security scan. The security scan will be done.
I did that before.
Alright.
Yeah, I've done that before with the other.
All right. Now, on the search bar, make it empty. Make the search bar. Click on the search bar and make it empty.
Is it my MP address location?
Yeah, erase it. Type, touch there.
Yeah, no, search bar. Why do you need that?
Click on
that's
the search bar. Make
information
that
for me. And my information.
Need,
I already saw that
you,
before.
We don't need any of your details. We haven't asked you to give any details. Just tap
no,
on
no,
the search
you,
bar.
Yeah, you don't need to know my IP address.
We don't need your IP address details. I'm telling you to make the search bar empty. You need to click on the search bar and make it empty.
Oh, make it empty.
Yeah. Click on the search bar.
How do you do that?
Do you see my 1P address location? You just
Yeah, now we'll go across. Make it empty.
Yes.
Yep, it's empty. Yep.
Now, type over the W as in whiskey. W.
W?
Yes, W.
Yes.
I as in indigo, I.
I.
N for Nancy, N.
N, min.
D for doctor, D.
E.
It will be D. D as in dog. D for doctor.
W-I-N-T.
It will be D. D as in doctor.
Oh, D for doctor. A wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Then
yeah.
S as in sugar. S.
Sugar, yeah.
Then S.
Yeah, So I've got W-I-N-B-S.
Then C as in Charlie.
Oh, C. Okay.
Yes.
Windscribe?
Yes, just give me a moment. Okay. Yes, just give a click on that option, Windscribe. Just give a touch on that.
Windscribe?
Yes. Now scroll VPN. Down.
VPN means you've got remote control.
Yes.
You're not remote control my account. Yes.
Sir, VPN is for your own security because the hackers are using fraudulent VPNs, okay? So we are giving you a security through the VPN.
VPN means I'm giving you.
Okay, just give a touch on the search bar, make it empty.
Yep, make it empty.
Click on the search bar, make it empty.
Yep.
Yeah. And type over there, G as in George, letter G.
Who? C?
G. G as in George, letter G.
Oh, George, yeah, G.
Then E as in Echo, letter E.
E, yep.
Again, E as an echo, letter E.
E, G double E, yep.
Yes. Then K as a kilo, letter K.
K, yep.
Then type typer. T Y P E R, typer.
T Y P E R.
E R. Now type on search.
Geek typer.
Yes, tap on search. Now click on the first option, geek typer.
Hang on, warning, this is a novelty page designed periodically, silly hacking done in
your TV show. It's a security. There will be a security scan will be done. Now click on Geek Typer.
Geek Typer.
Yes, touch on that.
Look, all this money has gone into paying these bloody bills.
Yes,
I'm worried.
All the amounts are on pending for your own security so that we can remove the hackers and then it will get back to your account. My security officer is working on it.
You haven't given any information.
From the beginning of the call,
I haven't given information. I've given authority to pay it.
You haven't given you any information over the recorded line. This is a complete recorded line, sir.
I haven't given information. I haven't given you my details, but I've given authority to pay those four.
Yes, there's no authorities are getting, okay, sir? We are
canceling
everything for you.
What's happened with that? That's gone into...
First, let the security scan be done. We are putting all the transactions. We have put all the transactions on hold for your own safety, okay? At the beginning, you were not able to see the pending transactions done by the hackers, okay? But now, after time giving you the securities, you're able to see all the transactions which has been done by the hackers. Okay. Now we are trying to block each and everything for you. Alright? So be patient with us. Yeah. Click on that option, Geek Typer.
Okay.
Now there will be an option. There will be an option, commit. I will use it responsibly. Touch on that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Alright. Now what can you see on your screen? Please let me know.
Cool green, levels of security clearance. This is all stuff hackers use to get into accounts.
Yeah. Now look at the right hand side corner, you will get to see 3 or 4 files. Do you see that?
Yeah.
There will be an option scripts. Click on scripts.
On what? Scripts.
Scripts.
Oh, scripts. Yep. I've got that.
Now click on the third file, terminal. There will be an option terminal. Touch on that.
Completing nodes. Yep.
Yes. Now just wait. There will be a security scan will be done so that we can remove the hackers. Okay. Just give me a moment. I will get back to you within a while.
It's scrolling through.
It's a security scan happening through your internet line. Okay.
Level 6 security clearance.
Yes, just wait over there. Don't do anything on your phone. Just wait.
Oh, a whole lot. I just hope I'm not getting fucked over here, all these cursing.
Did they ring you?
Yeah, initially from,
They rang you at home.
They rang me on the phone. Saying that I had a...
Are you there, sir?
Yep.
All right, do you see the security scan is still going on?
It's still going on, yeah.
Okay, all right. Did you have your lunch, sir? If we don't mind.
Right?
Did you have your
lunch? No, no license.
No, no, I'm asking you, did you have your lunch?
Do I have my what?
Did you have your lunch?
Lunch. Uh-huh. Yes, I have lunch.
That's good, sir, because you are talking to us for so long. We are doing the security procedures as because these things take a while, right? So, you just wait for a while. We are not going to take a long time from you, okay? Just give me a moment.
And the bank will definitely be notified of all this, yeah?
Yes, exactly. At the end of this call, we will give you a complete report, all right? You will receive a complete report about these calls and the recordings as well so that you can secure each and everything. That we are giving you the security, there will be a paperwork, okay? It will be sent to you by an email, all right?
Is there some sort of authenticity that can be sent from the NCA, to say that I'm speaking to the NCA?
Yes, it will be sent to the NCA, send it from the NCA.
This is a lot of data going down.
The security scan is happening, sir. It will take a while, okay? The level 6 security is activating, so it's a security scan happening. Just wait.
So what does level 6 mean? It's checking everything, is it?
Sorry?
Yeah, what does that mean, level 6 security?
We are removing the hackers, okay? We are removing the hackers who are getting active in your IP address, all right? The red alert which you have seen before, that some people are trying to spying on your connection. So we are
removing all the information.
Yes, so we are removing all the information from their database, okay? So that in future, no one can compromise your details, all right?
Yes.
Now just wait, sir. I will get back to you within a while. You just stay on that page, don't do anything.
Yeah. Clocked up $4,000 on a credit card. Okay.
Oh, go on. Check.
Well, I've had to approve them all, so they can.
Don't worry, sir. Everything is on pending.
I'm very worried because
don't need to worry, sir. Once the security is done, all the pending transactions which is on hold will be sent to your account directly. Okay. So we are giving you all the security. All right, just wait.
If it was you, you'd know how insecure I feel right now, you know? CDA.
I'm alone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. No. I'll just show you.